This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Much of the eastern and central United States remains under an excessive heat warning this morning. Triple-digit temperatures neared or exceeded record highs from Missouri to Massachusetts this week. In Philadelphia, their mercury reached a sultry 104 degrees yesterday. 104 degrees. Public health workers mobilized to help the elderly and others affected by the heat, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
You know the heat is excessive when it causes pavement to buckle. That's what happened earlier in the week at this on-ramp connecting the Commodore Barry Bridge to Interstate 95, just south of Philadelphia. Construction crews had to make emergency repairs to get the ramp open again. If the heat is doing that to pavement, imagine what it's doing to people.
It is the most dangerous natural disaster. More people die from the heat in this country than all the other natural disasters combined.
Chris Gallagher at the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging says the young and the old are the most vulnerable.
A lot of times it is the heat exacerbating some other type of medical condition, but sometimes it still is just the heat. You know, the core body temperature of somebody just raises too high and they die. But any heat-related death is preventable. So that's what we're here to try to raise awareness and try to keep people out of that dangerous area.
Gallagher directs the Heat Line, a phone bank run by the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging and the City Health Department. The staff here advise seniors who don't have air conditioning to go somewhere that does, like a movie theater or mall. And when that isn't possible, they offer other tips on keeping cool without AC.
You know, remember doing that when we were younger? The ice man would bring the ice and we put it in front of the metal fan. Yes.
Nurses from the City Health Department are also on hand to talk with callers who may have urgent medical problems. And if they're worried, the nurses dispatch emergency response teams to check on the callers in person. Chris Gallagher says the calls tend to get more serious as the heat wave drags on.
If you just have a hot day, you know, that could be dangerous for some people, especially if you're dealing with a lot of activities or something. But let's say at nighttime, your house cools off. Next day, you start fresh. Your body temperature is regulated. And what gets really dangerous right now is the nighttime temperature does not really cool things off like it does in other times.
Up and down the East Coast, public health officials offered extended hours at cooling centers to give seniors and others a place to escape from the heat. The Philadelphia Senior Center also gave away 300 free window fans on Thursday. And seniors Josie Miller and Martin Krasner hung around to take advantage of some free air conditioning.
It was very hot, and I needed some place to cool off because I don't have an air conditioner. And I'm dripping wet in the middle of the night. And so I'm constantly thinking of cool places to go.
It's cold in here. It feels great. If I go stay home and put the air on, it costs me money. Here, I don't have to pay for it.
For those brave enough to venture outside, public pools were a popular destination. New York officials offered extended hours at state beaches and city pools. The mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania, made his city's swimming pools free. In Philadelphia, lines were so long at municipal pools that some residents took a dip in the public fountains instead.
This was totally spur of the moment. We just came out to play in the fountain. And now we have a really wet drive home.
Melissa Biondi's two kids jumped in, t-shirts, shorts, and all, to swim with sculptures of frogs and turtles in the city's biggest fountain. Bobby and Sharon Charthern went in fully clothed, too.
To cool off, we're going almost 100 degrees. I had to cool off, really. Even sitting in the shade, I was hot, so I decided to get in the water.
I live in West Philly. We came down here today
to cool off.
Yes. Me and my grandbaby.
A good breeze.
Joel Rose, NPR News, Philadelphia.